Moshe, El Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Tel Aviv, decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria. Netanyahu to visit Washington soon. Popular, political, and media frustration in Israel over mass return in Lebanon and Gaza. McCarthy, Nabatiev raids violate agreements. Hardan calls for accelerating government formation and the return movement. The political editor wrote, Tel Aviv has not hidden its concern over its claims to have been informed by Washington regarding the U.S. intention to withdraw its forces from Syria. The official Israeli Broadcasting Authority stated that Benjamin Netanyahu's government has been formally notified of the U.S. decision. This announcement coincided with a statement by Israeli Defense Minister about the occupation army's intention to remain indefinitely in Mount Hermon, which it occupied a month ago as part of expanding its control over Syrian territories. Israeli patrols have been deployed deep into Syrian territory toward the capital, Damascus, with positions established up to 15 kilometers from the city. Netanyahu's office announced that he had received an invitation from U.S. President Donald Trump to visit Washington on February 4th, where the U.S. decision is expected to be a key agenda item, alongside Israeli arrangements and requests to mitigate its impact on Israeli security, according to Israeli commentaries. The visit would also address the implementation of ceasefire agreements in both Lebanon and Gaza. This anticipated shift comes against the backdrop of Israeli confusion stemming from its failure to achieve its objectives in the wars in Lebanon and Gaza, forcing it to sign agreements ensuring a full withdrawal from the territories it occupied without securing commitments from the resistance in Gaza and Lebanon to disarm. Meanwhile, frustration prevails among the public, political, and media circles in Israel over scenes of mass returns marching towards border villages in southern Lebanon, forcing the occupation army to withdraw despite casualties caused by Israeli gunfire. These scenes have been framed as a victory symbolized by the flags of the resistance and images of martyrs accompanying the return marches, along with posters of the late Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah lining the border. The frustration in Israel has only deepened with images from Gaza showing hundreds of thousands marching on foot towards northern Gaza, an area previously declared as a depopulated security zone after being stripped of all means of life. Adding to the dismay were the images of the organized military capabilities of the Qassam Brigades and Saraya al-Quds during prisoner exchanges, with shattered claims of the resistance military infrastructure being destroyed. A recurring theme in Israeli commentary has been, yes, there is an absolute victory, but it's theirs, not ours, mocking Netanyahu's rhetoric of absolute victory. In an attempt to compensate for the lost image of victory, Israeli warplanes launched raids on Nabatiya, injuring 24 people. Nabatiya, located north of the Litani River, was targeted despite U.S. assurances that the extension of the agreement would include a halt to Israeli attacks and violations. This prompted caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati to issue a statement condemning and denouncing the new aggression, while contacting the U.S. side to demand the implementation of its commitments. Meanwhile, Assad Hadan, head of the Syrian Social Nationalist Party, commented on the return marches which have set the pace for the national scene through the resistance influence. He called for aligning with these marches and capitalizing on their message, which reaffirms the unity of the people, the army, and the resistance, urging the acceleration of government formation.